We're learning the summer, the Gemaras, in the middle of Menachos, about Mezuzah, about Tefillin, about Sefer Torah. Then after that come all the dinim of Tzitzis. I don't know if we're going to finish everything, but there's a din in Hilchos Tzitzis that doesn't appear in the Gemara. It only appears in the Sifrei. That's the commentary of the Tanoi on Chumash. And it's quoted in Halacha and Shulchan Aruch. That the Tzitzis should not be hanging down. If you take a look at my Talis, a lot of people have the tzitzis hanging down like this. But the yevet is good, but the mitzvah mishlei musa is that the tzitzis should be the tefes halakeri. You come out from the side. Instead of doing that, a lot of times I'm talis cut and a big talis. A lot of times the tzitzis will naturally hang down. So more correct is that when you tie it, you should tie it tightly, so it shouldn't hang down. It should come out from the side. The question is, on Shabbos, there are 39 malachas. One of the malachas is the second one. If you have a broken chair and you fix it, that's a real tikkun mon. The question is this called the tikkun mon? If the tzitzis is kosher even like this, but it's a mitzvah and a mutcha that it should be coming out from the side, so is that called the second one? So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetim and Hilchas Tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch puts this in. So the Shari Tshuva raises this question. That's a discussion. You have to learn Hilchas Shabbos. If you have a broken chair and you fix it and you ask your guy, what did I do? I fixed the broken chair. If I show the guy that I fixed the tzitzit, say, what did you do? Nothing. He moved it to the side. It's a tikkun in halacha, but the tzitzis, a non-Jew who doesn't know halacha, but a person who learns the yeshiva all his life doesn't know halacha. So he won't realize that he did a tikkun mana. So that's the question, is that tikkun mana? So there's a Mishnah in Sukkot that says that if you have hadassim that are puzzle, and you make them kosher on Yontif, that's a malacha of tikkun mana. The example given by the Mishnah is if you have a nov of merubim me'alov, hadassim are branches, and some that grow from the ground. And sometimes berries grow on the branches. So if you have more berries than you have leaves, that's possible. So if you pull off a couple of berries, you have now more leaves than you have berries, then it's kosher. So the Mishnah says you're not allowed to pull off the berries. Not allowed to pull off enough berries to make the hadassim kosher. The Mishnah says that that's an iser of the second one. There's a big machlekes teisvus. There's a teisvus in Yuma holds that that's only the second one. But the Rabbanon, the Rabbi Kivenger on the side of the Gemara points out that one of the other balei teisvus, the Rav Yo, sometimes often quoted from Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yo from the balei teisvus, his opinion is that that's the second one in the third. So that's a question. There, the hadassim are puzzle. But here, the tzitzis is kosher, even if it's hanging down. So maybe this shouldn't constitute misakim mana at all. So there's a riff in Sukkah. The riff points out there's a machlokes hatanoim, but the lulav tzarech eged leikuva. You tie around the lulav hadassim and all, is that ma'akev b'yevet? Is that only lechatchilim shem zakeh levian veiv? So according to the opinion of Rav Yudah, that lulav tzarech eged, the eged is ma'akev, so then the Rif says that would be a violation of misakim mana. If you'd make an eged on yontif, that would be a malacha, either a malacha min hatorah, malacha min rabbanon, a misakim mana. But since we pass lulav ein tzarech eged, that the eged is only mishum zakeli manveyu, so it says in the Rif that that's not a violation of misakim mana. A lot of people do that. They don't tie around the lulav hadassim and arabis until on yontif mamish, because since it's not miakev, so that's not a violation of misakim mana. But that doesn't really prove the point, because over there the eged is only mishum zekele v'andel. That's hider mitzvah. Here it's not hider mitzvah. Here it's a mitzvah bishlei musa. If you have the tzitzis like this, you mekayim a mitzvah shalom bishlei musa. If you do it like this, that's a mitzvah bishlei musa. So it could be that this is mochamah than the eged. You can't really prove the point from the riff. So I think the meaning is lahakal on Shabbos, that you may fix the tzitzis, not like the Sufik of the Shari Tshuva, but you should be careful all week long to see to it that your tzitzis should be a mitzvah and a mufcha instead of hanging down. It should come out, no tefes alakam, it should come out from the side. Have a good day.